Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey!
It is New Year's Eve. We're feeling festive. Yeah. And we want you to party with us. So while you pre-gaming for the New Year's Eve parties, take a moment to chill with us.
Yeah!
And your 2018 the right way, all right? Now later, would a celebrity support help you lose weight? It worked for Octavia Spencer. And we'll tell you what superstar was there for her. Plus, it's the biggest, craziest, most ridiculous clap back in 2018. Any guesses on who got that?
Oh, Nicki Minaj.
Lady Gaga.
The white girl we didn't expect to say, kiss her ass.
We're going to tell you who that was in a little bit. In the meantime, Rat, what you got?
Let me tell you what he got for you. Like, here go. So even with all the work he's done in all the movies and on the Broadway stage, Hugh Jackman is still known for his iconic role as Wolverine from the X-Men movies. And although Hugh has claimed he's hung up the claws for good, he recently talked about the surprising fact that he found out about the origins of the character Wolverine. Take a look.
I didn't know what a Wolverine was, and I'd never heard of such an animal, and I presumed it was a made-up name for the comic book. I presumed it was a wolf, and I did study wolves. I put in the hours, and I turned up on set for a fight rehearsal, and I was just incorporating some of that. Like, wolves always have their nose to the ground. It's always kind of looking through their eyes because they're smelling you. And the director goes, hey, what are you doing, man, with the body? I said, come here, like, I was thinking, you know, I was doing some work on the wolves and blah, 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 blah. And he goes, wolves? Like, to the whole guy. Why wolves? You're playing a Wolverine. I go, well, that's not an animal. And he goes, yeah, it is. Like, go to the zoo.
I thought a Wolverine was kind of a wolf in the wolf family, too. Like,
yeah, like if you're going off of, like, the context clues and the play on words,
yeah,
I would have been, like, wolf, too.
Wolf.
I mean, I just would have thought it was not a real thing because doesn't him as a Wolverine, the nails come out of his skin. So I'm like, that's clearly made up. Like, that whole thing is fake.
Well, what is a Wolverine?
Yeah, it looks like a sweet animal.
It does.
It doesn't look mean and vicious at all.
It's gonna, it's going to lick you a lot.
Yeah.
But I can't believe dude is 50 years old.
No, but you know what? You can look at the difference in when they're in fighting weight, like when he's all in shape to right there. Like, he's all slim and trim.
Yeah, that's what a Wolverine should look like, him, and not that little fuzzy thing.
All right, now, musician John Mayer, he is known to have a good time at all times.
Okay.
Like, he gonna party. But he says it was after Drake's 30th birthday bash a couple years ago where he made a fool of himself and he realized that, you know, the times of drinking had to stop, right?
Amen to that.
So John said that after having a hangover for 6 days after Drake's party, he vowed to stop drinking, and he's been sober for the last 2 years.
6 days? Yeah. He needed to go to the hospital, sipping on some scissors.
Word.
Yeah. He had some pills popped or something else. That wasn't just alcohol.
That ain't just no Hennessy, honey.
Anyway, so recently John said this about how his life changed after getting sober. He said, that next year I did 4 tours, I was in 2 bands, I was happy on airplanes. So what happened happens when you stop drinking. The level feels like boredom at first, but if you stick with it, the line straightens out. You're like, oh, I'm not having these high highs, but if you work, you could bring the whole line up.
Yeah, that's true.
Huh?
Now, let's go back to these 6 days. Now, I have had, I had a solid day that felt like 6 days, but it was a day. What's the longest y'all ever been hungover?
About an hour.
And that's it?
Yeah.
The way you sweat?
I got a high tolerance for everything. And I think the thing is because the way I sweat it out.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, Gary, I know you don't drink a lot, yeah. But, like, how long it hang with you?
I only drink one drink. I have a daiquiri or something, and it makes me feel good, but I'm scared to drink it. I'm scared I will tell all my business.
And you will.
Yeah.
Yes, you will, baby.
That's why I don't do it.
Okay. Well, as we close out the new year, it's time for those dreaded New Year's resolutions to lose weight.
Oh, God.
So, Octavia Spencer decided to enlist another celebrity to be her accountability partner, which we all need to help her get into shape. Action star Mark Wahlberg.
Whoa.
That's not a bad partner.
Okay. I wish I had him close to me to be
okay. Okay.
That's perfect.
I work out with him too.
Oh, my goodness. The two stars worked on the film Instant Family together, and Octavia took Mark up on his offer to work out with him at his 4 a.m. club to transform her body. Take a look at what Mark said about Octavia.
It's 5:24. I've gotten hundreds of requests from very, very close and dear friends about coming over, working out with us, and joining the 4 a.m. club. This one, first one to show up, shows up at 3:30 and puts in the work with Brian like nobody's ever seen. I am so impressed.
Thank you, honey.
Oh, wow.
I learned a lot today. I really have.
I love it. I feel like Octavia was getting a little moist.
She was. Yes.
Not long ago, she like Brad Pitt, remember?
Exactly.
She was telling us on Ellen.
That's
was
true.
It Brad Pitt that she
yeah,
said
she liked Brad Pitt. He the next best thing.
She probably like, I can't get Brad Pitt, but ooh, Mark.
I don't blame him for getting there early, chat. I don't think if he invited any woman in the world, they would probably be there at 2.
Okay?
2 a.m.
Okay,
I'll be there at 1:45.
There you go. Like, this cater, you don't give a little cool off.
You know, thought we could have a little breakfast and let it digest first.
So who would y'all want to be y'all workout partner, celebrity?
Oh, I would have to say Idris Elba. You know, he's really into boxing and stuff like that. And I think me and him and his fiance and me and my fiance, we could all work out together.
Oh, y'all fiance.
Yeah, we could work out together.
Uh-huh. Brad.
I don't know if Dennis would like that. You know The Rock.
That's why I added him in the fiance.
You know The Rock for me. Or Mark Wahlberg. Oh, please don't be mad at me, Mark, because I know you don't like Marky Mark. And I don't know why I keep saying that. I'm sorry. Scratch it. Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, Greg.
Jillian Michaels. We probably talk crazy to each other, have really good workout.
You just want her to scream at you. That seems erotic.
Come on, head crack. Come on, you got more in you.
Oh, she does.
Give me 5 more.
Yeah. He'd be like, okay.
It's kind of erotic.
I can't. Help me.
Right. Help me.
I need a squatter.
Yeah.
All right, Chelsea, y'all remember the iconic supermodel from the 90s, Helena Christensen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she recently had an encounter of the awkward kind.
Mm.
Well, while she was at a swanky celebrity resort in Puerto Rico, she strolled into the oceanfront room of her hotel and walked in on actor Benjamin Bratt walking out of the shower naked.
Oh.
Small world. How the hell that happened?
I don't know if the world was small, but, you know, here's the story.
Oh.
Sources say Helena quickly realized she walked into the wrong room and said sorry and quickly left.
I wonder if she recognized him right off, or did her eyes go down?
Mm-hmm. Like, I guess a woman, you're going to look down first, right?
You are.
And then
you
figure out whose face it belongs to.
As a human being,
exactly.
You're going to look down first.
No, you're not going to even look back up at the face. You're going to look down and be like, oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
So now, allegedly, Benjamin didn't recognize Helena, but Benjamin's wife, who also was in the room, did. Ooh. So, and later, Benjamin walked up to a mortified Helena and properly introduced himself, fully clothed, of course. But has this ever happened to y'all? Have you ever walked in on anybody? Has anybody walked in on y'all?
No.
People have walked in my hotel room before, and I'm like, out. What you doing? This is my room.
Oh.
With the people at the front. That's messed up.
Were you naked just wearing a bandana?
Yeah, what were you wearing?
Right. My bandana and my Timberlands.
Oh. What a visual.
My friend just left.
Shaking your fist.
Right. Get out of here. Yes, Brad.
Well, honey, after the break, we're going to reveal our number one clapback of the year. So don't you move.
Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hello.
Well, guys, this one is interesting. The British group Little Mix is claiming that their label Columbia Records encouraged them to risk it all and do a little something strange for a little piece of change.
That ain't nothing different.
Well, the ladies are opening up about their experience here in the U.S., and group member Jay Thirlwall said, "We went to a radio event here in America full of VIPs. Someone from the label said, go over there and flirt with those important men. I was like, off. Why have I got to flirt to get my song on the radio?"
Because that's the American way, baby.
Well, I think it explains why I haven't heard a Little Mix song.
Oh, God, stop it. Hey, Craig.
I mean, I don't know who they are either, but...
They're really overseas, and most of those groups, they come over here and try to get their break in the U.S., and, you know, they got to get their songs played on the radio.
So that's what they do, Portia. Didn't you do it for Flatline?
No, I did not,
boo-boo. Oh, you didn't have to do that to get your song played?
No, honey, no. Oh. No, I had a name, so I just walked on in there and just sang my little song. This is common. I mean, it's unfortunate, but this sounds common.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially with them saying flirt.
It happens on both sides.
It's happened.
Mean, like, most people only talk about, like, it happening to women, but it happens to guys, too.
Yeah, man, know,
like,
really? What are you told to do?
I mean, like, you know, they try to make me...
No, I want to know if somebody told you to go.
I'll be in the room and be like, "Yo, she's over such and such. You should probably go talk to her. Put something weird on your beard." You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, what? That's vulgar as hell. Okay. Oh. Put something weird on your beard. I'd rather do something strange for a piece of change.
Okay.
At least it's for some change.
Okay.
All right, man. Since it's New Year's Eve, we got to give you the number one best celebrity clap back in 2018. But before we do the big reveal, we got to fresh everybody up. All right, so sitting unfazed in the number five spot is Whoopi Goldberg versus Jeanine Pirro. Y'all remember that one, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And ex-lovers Nicki Minaj versus Savari slid right up in that DM in the number four spot.
Nice little marathon.
Brad, your girl, mob wife, Drita D'Avanzo versus Fair Abraham was in the number three spot. And no countdown is complete without a Kardashian. So the number two spot went to Kim Kardashian versus Tyson Beckford. Now, Brad, you used to play drums. Can I get a drum roll for the number one, John?
Oh, my God, the number one?
The number one spot. Yeah! For the best celebrity clap back goes to Drake versus Kanye West and Pusha T.
Oh,
hey. Wow.
Man, this beef is super grimy. Drake thought he had a friend in Kanye West, so his friends knew he confided in Mr. West about his then secret son and his album release date while recording with him in Wyoming. So rapper Pusha T released a diss track exposing Drake's son and calling him a deadbeat father. Now, the name of the song is called The Story of Adidon. Listen to this.
We talking character. Let me keep with the facts. You are hiding a child. Let that boy come home. Deadbeat motherfucker. Playing Border Patrol.
And then Kanye released Whoopity Whoop. Whoop, whoop. Poopity Scoop. Which was Drake's beat
on a track that he just bought to play with.
Mm-hmm. And here's a cool thing. You know, Drake kept it extra petty and even sent out an invoice after he released that, like, that Duppy freestyle and said, "Hey, man, y'all owe me, like, 20 for the, you know, for the extra units move."
Oh, damn.
Wow.
I wonder, did they ever pay it?
I doubt it. So, but who do you think was the grimiest out of the situation? You think it was Pusha T for, like, going in first? Or do you think it was Drake with the super extra clap back with, you know, dropping Pusha T's baby, fiance's name in there?
It was Kanye.
Yep.
Kanye was the one who did it. His ass was the one who started all that mess. That man confided in him, and then he would told all his business.
Yeah.
Well, Pusha T later went on to say that it wasn't Kanye who gave him that info. It was actually a girl who was sleeping with Drake's producer, 40.
Says the guy who got his cover of his album paid for by Kanye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of a disgusting photo of the legendary Whitney Houston.
Which, again, was facilitated by Kanye. He got the jack hole of the day for
Kanye
this.
Kanye did that. Yeah. During his manic hate
Just
phase.
Like I wouldn't tell him my big brother Jermaine Dupri, I'd be like, nah, I got it from some girl. I wouldn't snitch.
Yeah.
You gotta hold that to the very end.
Yeah.
Nah, Drake's mom told me that.
Yeah.
You gonna blame anybody except Chuck Wright.
Well, up next, Michelle Obama and Ice-T opened up this year in surprising ways. We'll tell you all about what they confessed to after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey.
So you would think the Obamas always had the perfect marriage, right?
No.
Yeah.
You wouldn't?
No. Because there ain't nobody perfect.
Nobody. That's true. Well, Michelle Obama revealed that it hasn't always been the case.
Mm.
The former first lady opened up to People magazine when promoting her book and revealed they sought help from a marriage counselor at some point.
Smart.
She said, because we're role models, it's important for us to be honest and say if you're in a marriage and there are times you want to leave. That's normal because I felt that way.
Mm.
Makes
wow.
sense.
She wanted to leave.
Michelle
well,
wanted
yeah, she
to
probably
leave,
because I mean, she probably, that white woman he dated before her probably was coming back into his life. So she'd deal with that.
But I just can't imagine him with any other woman.
Well,
like,
yeah.
I don't even know if he would have been president if he had another wife besides Michelle.
But this is a good thing Michelle didn't leave.
But look at the stress of politics, though, and how that can add to, like, a relationship. Because relationships are complicated already, but just imagine you always got to be somewhere speaking somewhere. You're the most famous person that walks in every room.
Right, yes. And then for her, you know, she had to find her position with him, you know, beside him, but still letting him lead because he was becoming the president, and she was also having to kind of become the first lady who was a little more muted than who she really was. She was an attorney.
Private
that's like,
citizen, now she's public.
Thank
I'm glad
you.
They worked out.
Me too.
Because just imagine if the president
got
divorced. Like, who do you go, like, if you're Michelle Obama, who do you date after being with the president? If you're the president, who do you go with after dating Michelle?
And you don't date anybody.
You don't.
I don't think you date. I think it's like, you know, when certain people divorce, they just don't get with nobody else. It got to be like
ain't nobody
that.
Else for you.
And
you
know, that's it.
I've never known a president to divorce.
It divorce. Doesn't look good for the office. So, like,
because
I'm sure Hillary wanted to murder Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you can't because it's like, it's bad for the overall business of your politics.
Yeah, she said, I'm going to punish your ass. You will never see these legs again.
Okay.
And now she wear them pantsuits, honey. That's his punishment.
And under his right person,
no
you promise?
Splits.
Right.
All right, y'all. Have y'all ever met somebody who has never had a bagel or coffee in their life?
No.
No.
Oh, well, maybe not a bagel, but everybody had coffee.
Or tasted it.
Mm. Bagels are good. Why who front on bagels? Mm. But apparently Ice-T, he's one of them dudes who's never had a bagel or coffee.
Oh, wow.
He tweeted out, I never eaten a bagel in my life. White people don't lose your mind because I've never eaten a bagel. Take it easy. LOL. Then he also said, I never had coffee either. Go crazy.
Is he human?
Thank you. And he lied.
How?
He married to a white woman. She done brought some bagels home, honey.
You know she got bagels. You know she got the everything bagels.
Thank you.
So she got bagels and lox.
Yeah.
And you can tell by that booty, she eating bread.
Nah, thank
okay.
you.
And this is pretty common. I mean, like, coffee, you even, your parents with a drink and an auntie, somebody, you gonna taste some coffee.
Somebody.
It's everywhere you go.
A lot of people don't like coffee because they say it's nasty. They don't want to add a whole bunch of things to it. And then you got these Hollywood types
right.
who always want to stay in type some sort of shape.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't want to stain my teeth, so I ain't going to drink coffee.
Right.
So I can see how it would miss a guy like Ice-T.
He might think he's too cool to hold
Ice-T
a mug.
Is from
he's
the
a hood,
hood.
Negro.
Okay,
honey.
His mama and grandmama was making
Thank
coffee
you.
Back in the day
you
when he was a
were.
Kid. And they said, baby, you want some of this coffee?
Thank you.
Up next, we'll tell you how this entrepreneur is going back in time after the break.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up,
my little dishes? Now, it's our last story, honey, of 2018, and I'm all for this. A Dutch entrepreneur, honey, wants to legally change his age from 69, which is a great number, to 45. Now, he claims, y'all, that you can change your name, you can change your damn gender, so why not your age?
Yeah. He has a point. You can change your gender. Why can't you change your age?
You're damn right.
Yeah.
When women rejuvenate their body parts
That's
and
right.
stuff, honey, to from 50 to 25, baby.
The age should match.
Thank you.
That's true. If I didn't pay for the outside to look 30, then I should be able to say
That's
I'm
right.
30.
That's right, bitch. Yes, ma'am.
Now,
the fruit could look new on the outside, but the inside could still be
we can fix that, too. We can rejuvenate from the inside
That's right.
out.
Because I want to change my age. Yeah, I mean, right
Gary,
now.
Gary, how old are you right
I'm
now? 49, tell the truth.
I'm 49, but I want to be 35.
No, Gary, you got to tell us the truth so we can change it back.
I am 40, and I want to turn back to 35.
No,
you just said you're 49.
You keep shaving years off.
Right.
Gary, how old are you?
I'm old enough. No, let me tell you. I've told y'all once. I'm going to tell you again. A lady that tells her age tells everything.
Okay, when I see a lady, I'll go with that.
He revealed to us on the morning show that his high school reunion was going to be a Western theme.
Okay.
If that's any indication.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.